My name's Stephanie Granger, and I worked at the University of Hertfordshire. And the University of Hertfordshire School of Humanities has set up something called the Heritage Hub. And the idea behind the Heritage Hub is that it shares ideas about history with the public and gets the public really involved in the in history around Hertfordshire. And you can access them at the Heritage Hub website, which is just heritagehub.harts.ac.uk.
We're talking about a very odd area of history, really, because we're outside the old barge. We're sat here. People come here to socialise, to have a drink, to enjoy themselves. But Hertfordshire pubs are also the scene of some almost gruesome acts, really, weren't they? Could you talk us through what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah. The idea of this is that the petty sessions, which were the local community court cases that used to happen, that had nowhere to go, really, other than the public houses. So in the past, the public houses were used as the courtrooms. So if, for example, a dead body was found in your local community, it would end up at the coroner's court in the public house. And what at the University of Hertfordshire, what we were trying to do is, in order to get the community involved in history, is to get this to them by actually reconstructing a coroner's court case in a public house. So we're actually doing what they used to do all those years ago.
It's a very different kind of entertainment. As I was saying before, people coming to a pub don't expect to see this sort of thing happening. You've co-written a play. You've co-written that with somebody else. Tell me who you are and what you've been doing in all of this.
My name is Janet Rawson of Twisted Events Presents. And we were invited by Hertfordshire University to develop an historical script that would be interactive. And so Stephanie Granger and I have had immense fun, A, doing the research, because it's a very gruesome and bloody case. And what we've actually done is managed to get the main witnesses and suspects and a coroner as a character. And they will begin to act out the play within the pub. They're all in costume. But the jurymen will be chosen from the people who are drinking in the pub. So it's a very interactive piece. And also the jurymen and the public of the time in 1823, when the Thurtle case actually occurred, they could actually question the witnesses if they felt that the coroner hadn't done a good enough job.
Now I'm hoping the jury are going to be chosen at the earlier part of the evening as opposed to the later part of the evening.
They will be chosen at the earlier part, and they will also be having to view the body of one William Weir, who died in horrible ways with all sorts of disgusting things. All I will say is a gun smattered with blood and brains and hair that was rammed through his temple in a somewhat drunken madness by this rather unpleasant character called Thurtle.
Now you have Hertfordshire actors that are taking part in this. I've actually got one next to me here. Tell me who you are and tell me what part you're playing.
Yeah, I'm Albert Welling. And I'm something of an interloper. I'm from Bedford. Don't tell anybody. I'm from Bedfordshire. But I suppose Bedford is a bit like Hertford, like Hertford is to Hertfordshire. So, cousins, as it were. I'm playing the coroner. The actual coroner was Benjamin Rook. And to be a coroner in those days, you just had to have the most horses, or be worthy, or be well-respected, or learn. You didn't have to be a lawyer. So what's great is to be in a pub. All right, we're in the old barge. The actual inquest took place in the Artichoke, which is no longer a pub. That would be amazing to do it in the actual pub. But we're in as good as we can get replica of a pub in which just the general public are going to be here, you know, and they'll be drinking. And you can imagine, it's slightly flying by the seat of your pants. I mean, it's not set in stone. We've got a play, but it's interactive. It depends on who's here.
You're talking about the jury, as we were talking about earlier on. These are people that have come here, maybe unsuspecting of the fact that there is this play taking place, and they are going to be one of a group of people to make a decision on a case that they're going to hear.
Well, that's absolutely right. And not just the members of the jury. You couldn't say, get out of our public house, we're having an inquest, you know. The people who don't want to be part of the inquest might have something to say as well, particularly if they've had a few jars.